India's Rafale, the most advanced fighter jet in its arsenal, is making headlines as it prepares to participate in a multinational war game for the first time in a Western country. France is hosting a massive military exercise, or you can call it a war game, named Exercise Orion. In this exercise, along with France, even NATO member countries will participate. A total of 19,000 troops will participate, and this exercise will mainly focus on defensive operations on land, in the air, at sea, and in cyberspace. And what's more surprising is that the Western countries have invited India, that is Bharat, to participate in this exercise. This offer comes when the United States has already lured India by proposing an offer to join NATO. I even made a video on it, and I've also said by giving such offer, Western countries are preparing a trap for India. But India seems to have played a smart move to avoid falling into America's trap. In this video, I will tell you the potential impact of India's participation in a NATO country with its Rafale fighter jets. And I will also tell you about this massive war game that is going on in France. As I've already said, this is a military exercise. But I've also called it a war game. And I call it a war game because they created a fictional war in this exercise. In this fictional story, they made fictional countries like Arnland and Mercure. The story of this fictional war game goes like this. Arnland, a fictional country, is a friend of France and is being attacked by its neighbor, Mercure, which is the second fictional country. Then Arnland seeks help from its allies and requests weapons to counter the aggression. Now, as soon as you hear about this fictional story, automatically it will remind you of Ukraine and Russia. Russia is being compared to Mercure and Arnland is being compared to Ukraine. Now, there are speculations going on whether India's participation in this war game will eventually lead to the acceptance of a possible NATO membership. Western countries are too much interested in making India join NATO. But then you have to understand that if India makes the mistake of joining NATO, then it will force India to directly as well as indirectly participate in NATO's 31 member countries' conflicts, even if it means going against Russia, a long-standing ally of India. Nevertheless, India will not join NATO and will only maintain its relationship with NATO countries through its participation in the war game. Additionally, India views this exercise as a valuable opportunity to enhance its offensive and defensive strategies. That is the reason India has decided only to send its Air Force along with its Rafale and Mirage squadron. As you know, both Rafale and Mirage are French aircraft. So you can also see India's participation in this war game as a valuable opportunity for learning some aerial coordination and tactics that might be beneficial while dealing with China and Pakistan. And this way, India has tactfully avoided falling into America's trap of NATO membership and ensuring that its alliances and partnerships remain balanced. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.